Another day, another dollar we don't spend on these mujeres. FJT here with another podcast. You know, a lot of times I hear guys say that their parents and family shame them for not getting into relationships or getting married or having children with women. And sometimes people ask me if I've gotten shamed by my family because of living this lifestyle. And my answer is yes, I've gotten shamed by family before. I also get shamed or pressured by random people I run into in public. But a lot of the shaming and pressure from my family stopped because I don't visit or talk to most of them anymore. I was always the oddball because I don't have a girlfriend by choice and I don't smoke, drink, do drugs, or engage in stupid family drama. I came to the realization that most of my family doesn't care about me anyway. If I don't come to a family event because I was busy, they'll talk trash behind my back saying that I never come to anything. And if I do decide to pull up at a family event, they'll gang up on me asking, why don't I have a girlfriend? Or why don't I drink liquor and live my life this or that way? Then they'll talk trash behind my back. And it's always that one family member that says, hey, cousin Freaky Jersey Tales, you need to call us sometime. You never keep in touch with the family. And I always tell them that the phone works both ways. Then once we leave the family event, nobody ever reaches out to me. Then they still talk trash behind my back. So the only people I'm close with in my family is my mom and my dad. My dad never really shamed me or put pressure on me because when I tell him that I'm never getting married or having kids, he just laughs and says, I'm only in my 20s and I don't know what I want, and once I find a perfect girl, I'm going to get married and have kids. By the way, I never told my dad I got a vasectomy. Whoops. And my mom finally recently stopped nagging and shaming me completely. She used to always tell me that something is wrong with me and I'm going to be depressed because I don't want to get married or have children. She did this every once in a while for years until a recent conversation I had with her almost about a year ago. I told her, getting married and having kids is something that makes you happy. And me living the life I live makes me happy. You keep telling me to live my life your way. You don't hear me complaining about my life, so why should you? Sure, I could be married and have kids in the job you want me to have, but guess what? With that, I could also be a drug dealer, a gangbanger, a murderer, addicted to drugs, having a bunch of random women pregnant. I could have moved to a different state with some woman and never spoke to you again, etc. Why can't you be proud of who I am? I'm a young black man in my 20s with a career and a great job. I own my own house with my own land and a car. Never ever received any handouts from anybody. I never been locked up, never been arrested. I don't smoke or drink. I have perfect credit. What more do you want? Why can't you be proud of the type of son you have? Ever since then, she never pressured me into getting married or having kids anymore, or at least yet. And everyone reacts differently when friends or family shame or pressure you to get married or have kids. Some people will fold under pressure and some people won't. The ones that shame you for living a different lifestyle than them are the people I like to call society trained. You could talk to them with logic and explain why you chose to live the no marriage, no cohabitation, no kids lifestyle. And these people that are society trained will have an automated response that says, you just haven't found the one. The perfect one is out there for you. Not all women are like that. You just chose the wrong one. Who hurt you? You're gonna be lonely for the rest of your life. You're gonna die alone. Etc., etc., etc. It's like listening to a broken record that won't stop playing. I've encountered many married men that are unhappy at my job. They'll rant to me about how their wife is messing around with another man, how their wife doesn't cook or clean anymore, how their wife doesn't give them sex anymore. But as soon as I say to them, that's exactly why I'll never get married, automatically, without hesitation, they'll say, well, freaking Jersey. Not all women are like that. You just gotta find the right one. Ah! It's so annoying to hear the same old song and dance. And it's so sad to see that society trained men to live a hope strategy instead of using logic and common sense. I noticed that some of these unhappily married men pressure you to get married because they want to low-key see you unhappy. They also want you to come to work complaining about your girlfriend or wife because you already know misery loves company. That's like the equivalent to me coming into work and telling them, you gotta live my lifestyle because if you don't, she's gonna cheat on you and divorce you and you're gonna be lonely for the rest of your life. Like, if you wanna get married and have kids, then great for you. I hope you guys live happily ever after, but don't put pressure on me to live the same lifestyle as you and tell me I'm going to be lonely like you really give a fuck about me. Because if you really give a damn about me, you would keep quiet and let me live my life. But instead, you want to tell me what I should do. This is why I always tell men, never fold under pressure to shame and tactics, because most of these people don't care about you. Because if you get a divorce and you have to pay child support or alimony, do you truly think these people that pressured you are going to help you pay for that and your divorce fees? Of course not. You know why? Because they're just going to say, you chose the wrong one and it was all your fault and you need to look at yourself in the mirror and seek mental help to find out what you did wrong. You see, this is all a game where 9.5 times out of 10, the woman wins. The courts get paid and the man loses. Then after your divorce, you'll hear the same broken record playing again from society sounding like robots.
Not all women are like that. You chose the wrong one. The right one is out there for you. You're going to be lonely without a woman. Who's going to take care of you when you're older? You're hurt, bitter. Who hurt you? You must be a homosexual.
And then your bitch ass goes back out looking for a unicorn because you got a little horny again. And you want to prove to the world that you're a real man. That you're the super duper almighty masculine muscular alpha. But deep down you're a pussy. Because you let pressure and shame and language get to your head. You little pussy. Gentlemen, take control of your life. And live life the way you want to. Don't live for anyone else. Live for yourself.